Welcome to another edition of Power Trip with Stephen Michael. I am Stephen Michael, and today I would like to talk a little bit about the White Lives Matter rallies that have been taking place. Thankfully, I mean, they're somewhat small gatherings, if you want to call them small. I mean, 200 people isn't exactly insignificant. But the one that happened most recently had approximately 200 people, twice as many, approximately, showed up as counter-protesting, which is good, you know. But the White Lives Matter people are frickin' ridiculous and stupid, and I don't even know what it is they're trying to say. This premise that they were interviewed. It's weird how much attention the news media will give to the White Lives Matter protesters. They'll ask them questions about what it is they're doing and stuff, and they'll say things like they're trying to bring attention to the rights that are being taken away from white people. But they never specify, and there's never any follow-up. Like, okay, you know, like if you're the media and you're like, oh, rights being taken away from white people. Huh? Okay, well, can you list some of them for us? You know, that, you know, but there's never a follow-up that I've ever seen. Maybe I'm watching the wrong interview. But let's talk about the rights that white people think they're losing, because I can't figure it out, so I'm going to do a little bit of speculating. One that I think they're most upset about is the removal of certain statues and flags and other things of that matter from public land, like statues of Confederate soldiers and the Confederate flag that was taken down in either, what, North or South Carolina a couple years ago. That's not a right. You know, you don't have a right to have a Confederate statue on public land. Nobody does. Nobody. That's just not something that you have. I understand that maybe you just like having that statue there, that you think it's part of your cultural heritage. Well, build your own freaking statue. No one's telling you that you can't own your own Confederate statue. You can collect miniatures if you want. You have a right as an American to be as douchey as you want to be. That's your right. Confederate statues on public land, no, that's not your right. It's just not. You know, if you want to, when you die, you know, you want your headstone to be a giant Confederate headstone, yeah, that's something that you have the right to do, as long as you do it privately, on private land, with your private money. You don't have a right to any public land or public money. The government is a shared device. It's something that we all contribute to. I contribute to it, you do, you know, I vote. But it doesn't matter if we vote. We live here, we pay taxes, and you probably pay taxes one way or another. If you don't pay income tax, you probably pay sales tax. If you don't pay sales tax, maybe you pay property tax. I mean, as they've said, taxes are pretty much a fact of life one way or another. But that's all shared land, and you don't get to have public land be a vehicle for your expression. It's just not your right. You, again, if you want to paint a painting and have it be all Confederacy stuff, you can do that. So your freedom of expression, not violated. So we can pretty much just toss that away. That's not a right that you've lost. All right. So now let's look at another right. I see a lot of... this came up again 5 or so years ago, when they tried to make discrimination against gay people legal, you know, with that whole cake thing. Remember that they didn't want to bake a cake for a gay wedding. You know, they said they should have the right to do business with who they want to do business with. That's discrimination. You know, it just is. And that is illegal. Discrimination is against the law. You don't have a right to discriminate against somebody who, for being black, Asian, Irish, gay. You just don't have that as a right. When you get a business license and you are going to do business, you know, for the public, that license isn't just red tape. You're saying that you're going to open up a business that will benefit the public, benefit those of us who live in the community. A business is a social contract that you're going to do business with the people in the community with which you do business in. That is the contract. That's one of the reasons why you have to get all those licenses and approvals. It's not just to be annoying. It's because you're doing a social service. That's why there are certain rules as to why certain businesses can't be in certain places. It's not a free-for-all. You can't just open up a liquor store anywhere you want. You can't just open up a pornography store anywhere you want. You have to meet zoning conditions, but then you also need your licenses. You are serving the public. This is not just for you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. When you have a business, you pay your taxes, but our taxes contribute to that business one way or another. Whether it be for grants, because some of you get that, but then also all the public roads, bridges, police officers, fire departments. When you call your insurance company and you say, okay, I'm starting a new business, I need insurance for my new business, your insurance company is going to ask, how far away is it from a local fire department? And you're going to have to answer honestly, you know, roughly. It doesn't have to be precise. But if it's a million miles away, that's going to affect your insurance rates. You would have to pay more for private insurance because you don't live very close to a publicly provided fire department. The fire department is a public service. You're possibly going to hire employees who are educated by a public service, education, public education. You will benefit one way or another from the public. And now you have to do business with that public, and therefore you do not have a right to discriminate. So that's why those laws are there. That's not a right. That's just not a right that you have. I understand that you're like, well, we should be able to have the right to do business with who we want to do business. Well, you know, you have your dollars, and you get to decide where you want to spend those dollars. But beyond that, when you're a business, you're there to serve the public. I know you guys don't want to hear that. I know you want to hear that, you know, that whole libertarian, you know, that whole we are our own nation kind of thing, where like you are your own island and you can do whatever you want, however you want. That's not how it works. You know, our country has always been based on the premise that we work together and that businesses are to serve the public. I'm sorry that you were not aware of that, but if you do a little bit of research, you'll find that I'm right, because I usually am. All right, so moving on.
We will be right back to Power Trip on KZTL.
Dare for Greatness with Kevin Wayne Johnson, the visionary, author, pastor, and dynamic speaker.
Don't accept mediocrity.
Certified under John Maxwell's international team, Kevin Wayne Johnson will teach you how to reach for greatness and aspire to be the best. Contact Kevin Wayne Johnson to speak at your business or event, showing his 15 laws of growth for maximum success.
Everyone can communicate, but only a few can connect. Let me show you how to connect.
Welcome to Skyhound. While most UAV companies are run by RC hobbyists, we are professionals in aviation, expanding with this new and exciting technology to better serve you, our customers. With our diverse fleet of unmanned aerial vehicles, we are able to offer a wide range of customizable services. Our services include, but are not limited to, real estate. Skyhound offers aerial photography and videography that will add a competitive edge to luxury listings. 3D modeling. Skyhound enables a project manager to properly manage their sites from the comfort of their office or home. Farming and wildlife conservation. Skyhound not only provides aerial videography and photography, but infrared imagery as well. This method aids farmers in differentiating water level disparities underneath the soil, thus enabling safer and efficient management of the crop's life cycle. So, what are you waiting for? Discover how Skyhound can offer you and your clients a different perspective about your business or product. Contact us today for a free consultation.
Tammy Grant is the CEO of Creative Expressions Picture Video Service. She helps business owners promote their products and services.
Three key power promotional essentials for a successful business.
And that is through videography promotion, social media marketing, and web design services. In addition, they specialize in servicing speaking professionals, startups, and small businesses.
My overall goal is to help business owners increase in profits and sales.
Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Pistol Raw from Smushnap Inc. and the 8416 MGM Company LLC. I just need a couple of seconds of your time. I got a couple of questions for you. Are you tired of hearing radio playing the same 10 songs in a row over and over again? Are you tired of more commercials than music? Do you find the topics that really matter to you aren't being covered by your mainstream talk radio? Well, if you love music and being on top of the current events as much as I do, you've answered yes to all of these questions. Now, what is the solution? I got you. Tune in to KZTLRadio.com, the 24-hour internet radio, the answer to the blah blah of mainstream. And not just for music, for sports, comedy, talk radio with no barriers, and with music that doesn't require a 10-song rotation playlist. Look, your ears deserve to hear what you want, not what mainstream wants you to hear. Just jump on any laptop, iPad, or anything with internet access, type in KZTLRadio.com, hit search, and let your ears feel the bliss of free-range radio. That's KZTLRadio.com, the true alternative to mainstream radio, for sure. Don't forget, KZTLRadio.com, and tell them P. Raw sent you.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael, and you are listening to Power Trip on KZTL Radio. All right, so the right to discriminate is not something you have. All right, we passed laws against that a long time ago because it was way too prevalent, and you don't get to have it back. It's just not something we're going to give you. You don't get to have that as a right. So we're going to take that little right you think you lost. We're going to toss it in the garbage. All right, so what other rights are you losing? Are you worried about your jobs? Do you have a right to have a job? I don't know that you have a right to have a job. Do you have the right to apply for jobs and not be discriminated against? You have that. So do you have a right to a job? Because a lot of you think Mexicans are coming over here and stealing your jobs. Dude, no one's stopping you from performing the jobs that Mexicans are doing. It's just a lot of Mexicans are coming up here and they're doing it for less money. And then you're willing to accept. Or maybe they're doing work that maybe you don't want to do. I mean, you could pick, to perform some labor, some hard labor, picking fruits and vegetables. But you're not. You don't want that job. Now, I don't like to say that Mexicans do the jobs that Americans won't do. I find that's kind of derogatory. But it doesn't change the facts that a lot of immigrants are performing that labor. And white Americans kind of, don't do it. And it's just facts are facts, you know. So they're not taking your jobs. And let me talk about that for a moment. You know, that whole foreigners are coming over here and taking our jobs thing, that is decades old. That's been going on, as far as I know, since the Civil War, maybe even longer. With the Irish, the Chinese. I mean, white people came over here from Europe, started making babies. Those babies grew up, and then they started getting really arrogant. Like, I don't know how many generations it took, but suddenly they felt as though they were more superior to anyone else that came here later. And we're still continuing that trend now. I don't understand it. Like you know that you have illegal immigrants in your bloodline. You know you do. All right? That's just a fact. I mean, if you're white in this country, you are from an illegal immigrant blood. You know, a lot of the natives, when Europeans came to America, a lot of the natives didn't want us here. I mean, some of them welcomed us with open arms, I guess is the phrase I'm looking for there. But not all of them. Do you think white America, do you think the Europeans cared, though? No, there were wars fought over this stuff. People died. I mean, why do you, I mean, we know that millions of Native Americans died because of the constant invasion of Europeans. Like, what is it you think was legal about all that? I mean, that wasn't even legal in the human rights sense. There just wasn't a rule of law, I guess, is what you're looking for. I mean, when I say rule of law, I guess we could say that they didn't have a parliamentary system, you know? Like, they had their own ideas and beliefs, and they didn't match ours. And to this day, we still don't want to acknowledge that what we did was not only wrong, but, you know, it would be illegal by their definition of the at the time. Maybe not ours, because we, you know, because by ours we have a Congress and a parliamentary system, you know, and we would all say, "Oh, this is illegal. We're all going to take a vote here, here." You know, to them it was just like, "You're invading our lands, and we don't want you here." And Europeans were like, "Yeah, I don't really care about that. We're gonna build a house right here. Thank you." So if you're white and in America, you came here illegally, and a lot of the black people in America were kind of forced to come here by the white people who came here illegally. So now here we are, all descendants of illegal immigrants, and now all of a sudden we're going to take the attitude of, we're born here, and if you weren't born here, then you don't deserve to be here. You know, that's kind of messed up, you know? Like, we all got here on the same ride. Why is it we're going to treat the new people differently? You know, it's really arrogant. It's really arrogant, and it's pretty racist, too, you know, because, you know, there are Canadians who come down here and get some work sometimes, but we don't give them much guff about it. There's a lot of Canadians that have those, that come down from the Canadian border all the time. They have a daily job. They work here full time, and then they just drive on back home to Canada, and they go, that's their commute every day. Are you complaining about that? Don't think so. There's outsourcing. I can't stand outsourcing. I hate it. I consider it to be much more detrimental to the American economy than anything. But you're not complaining about that. You're complaining about illegal immigrants. I can't figure out why. The illegal immigrants aren't, you know, they're coming here. They're contributing to the economy. They're taking part. I think you just don't like them because they're not white. You know, because about 50%, roughly, of illegal immigrants that come here, came here legally, and just overextended their visas. You want to guess how many of those people are white? Because it's a mess load of them. But what do you care about? You care about Mexicans. You care about, you know, this sheriff over in Arizona or New Mexico, I can't remember which, who wanted to ID just anybody who was brown, make sure they were American. You know, basically, you know, stopping them and harassing them every chance he got. And he was told by the courts to stop, and he refused to stop. Yeah, that it's wrong. You know, it's wrong on multiple levels. It's not just wrong because it's racist. But, like, even if you could argue, well, they're, you know, that they likely are here illegally, but then you stop them and you find out they aren't here illegally. And then, but then, you know, they're going to get stopped by another cop, and then another cop, and then another cop. And then eventually the first cops that stop them are going to forget that they stopped them. They're going to stop them again. I mean, how many times in their lives do they have to deal with being stopped just because they're brown? So it's wrong not only morally, but it's wrong also logically. It makes no sense to be wasting our time stopping people who are here legally over and over and over again just to make sure that they're not here illegally. It's dumb. Let's work smarter and not harder, okay? Plus, you know, they're here doing work. There are people paying them to do it. You know, if there wasn't anybody hiring them, there probably wouldn't be this problem. But my point is that no people are taking your jobs. You could go do it and make that money, but you won't. So it's not your right to a job is not being taken away. So that's not it. So it's not the right to a job. It's not the freedom of expression. That's not being hindered at all. Now, there are some of you who try to bring up freedom of expression when a right-winger, Nazi person, alt-right, they like to call themselves, when they try to speak in a particular forum and they are told that they are not welcome. You guys seem to think that's some sort of violation of the freedom of expression. And that's ridiculous. You don't have the right to speak in any particular place. Like, let's look at the radio, for example, right? The radio waves are publicly owned. All right? No one has the right to just start up a radio station and start broadcasting on the airwaves their thoughts. Can't do it. You have to go and get a license first. Because again, you have to serve the public. Because the airwaves are the public. See, you don't have a right to anything that you think that you have a right to. So you don't have the right to speak anywhere. You can't just walk up to a college and say, I want to speak here and I have the right to do so. No, you don't. The college has the right to say no. The college can say, oh yeah, sure, come on in. And then all the students can say, we don't want them here. And then the college can change their mind. The college is allowed to basically, I don't want to say adhere to, but follow the wishes of the majority of the students. The students get to say, we don't want you. And then the college can say, oh, I can see we upset some people. Let's maybe not have you speak here. But then you can go and you can write a book. You can write a web. You can start a blog. You can go onto YouTube, and you always have to meet the terms and conditions of these sites like YouTube and whatnot. Because if you violate them, like on Twitter, you'll get your account deleted. Because again, you don't have a right. It's your freedom of expression will always have limitations. You don't get to just do whatever you want whenever you want. That's not a right. All right. There's always guidelines, rules, restrictions, terms and conditions you have to agree to. So you want to be a racist douche, fine. You have the right to be a racist douche. And there are public forums where you can express your racist douchery ways. But you don't have the right to do them anywhere you want. You don't. If you wanted to have a rally, you have to go and get the necessary licenses in those places. There are some places where having a license isn't necessary. And you can go to those townships and do it there if you want. But a lot of townships, you do have to have the necessary permits, I guess is the proper term. Necessary permits. To have, to go in and have a group gathering and a protest and say the things that the racist douchery things that you want to say. So your freedom of expression isn't being violated. It's just not. That you think that you have these rights is just stupid, because you don't. You don't have the right to speak anywhere. You have a right to speak. You just have to find the place to do it. You could write a letter to the newspaper. The newspaper doesn't have to print it. No one is obligated. No one is obligated to repeat your words to anyone else. No one is obligated to give you a podium and a soapbox for you to stand on so that you can say all the ridiculous things you want to say. Now, you can still write books. You can still write songs. You can still get all the necessary permits to perform them. And the government will likely give you the permits to be racist. They do that. We've had KKK rallies here in Pittsburgh because, it is freedom of expression. And as long as the KKK keeps it civil, they'll probably continue getting those permits. The certain language, even though you have a freedom of expression, you're not permitted to incite violence in any way. That's against the law. You're not allowed to incite any kind of mob violence. You're not allowed to use threatening words, threaten the lives of anyone. All of that is illegal. There is no 100% freedom of expression. So again, your rights as a right winger, a Nazi, a KKK member, white person, are not being taken away in terms of freedom of expression. It's just not happening. All right, so your freedom of expression is fine. Your right to a job is fine. Your right to discriminate, you never had. You just don't have it. The rights of white people have not changed. It's all the same. I struggle because you're all so stupid. To be a white person and think that your rights are being taken away. I once spoke with a guy who was upset, and this is before gay marriage was legal. This was years ago. they were there were some businesses who were talking about giving health insurance to the partners of gay people because they couldn't get married. And he literally thought that that was taking away the rights of straight people. And he said to me, that's taking away the rights of straight people because they're giving insurance to gay people without them getting married. And I'm like, okay, one, we can get, like, we as straight people, that's our right. We can get married. Problem solved. That's not a right being taken away. How is that a right being taken away? The right wingers are so weird to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. Some liberals are really weird, too. I do consider myself to be more liberal than anything, but they can be really weird, too. But right-wingers, their logic is just so out there that giving someone a right is somehow taking a right away from you. That's just nonsense, man. What planet do you live on where that makes sense? Giving gay people the right to have insurance doesn't take a right away from you, because you could still get married at the time. And then you could get the insurance from your employer. That was the way it worked. And again, employers are private entities. They don't have to do that stuff. They don't have to give insurance to anyone. They do it as a perk to work there. Your idea of what is a right and what isn't a right is very, I don't think you understand the meaning of the word. Some rights are human rights, meaning you have the right whether or not someone writes it down. Those are human rights, rights that we all agree to. That to be alive means that you have these rights whether or not we've written it down on a piece of paper or not. Human rights. And black people are just as deserving of human rights as anyone else. They have the right to walk down the street without being stopped for no reason whatsoever by a police officer. They have the right to not be searched and patted down just because they're getting on the subway in New York. But that's not how they're treated. They have a right to a jury of their peers. They don't get that. There are still all-white juries in the United States, you know, versus one black person. And some people are skeptical of that, and I've actually had to prove it to them. Like, they're always so skeptical, it's crazy. They don't want to believe that racism is real, and that anything that used to go on still goes on today. But it does. The system is racist. And you're allowing that to stay in place, not only because you do nothing, but then you also argue with those of us who are pointing it out, saying it can't be that way anymore. And then when I provide proof, you change the subject. That's what right-wingers like to do. They're just nothing but a series of changed subjects if you pay attention. Because once they start to lose an argument, they change to another topic. It's really annoying, and I've started calling them out on it. No, we're not talking about that until we get done talking about this. Once you concede that you're wrong, then yes, we can move on to something else. But you don't have a right to these things. But black people, on paper, we have said that black people have a right to not be discriminated against. That's on paper. The reality is, not so much. The reality is that they are still being discriminated against. The reality is that employers are less likely to hire black people. We have discrimination in the workplace. We have discrimination by police officers. We have discrimination by juries. I mean, how many times... Now, mind you, the Freedom Project, which is great, and I've mentioned before in past power trips, they are helping to free a lot of people who are in jail for no reason, all right? But they don't have limitless resources. They can't work every case out there. And even the cases... And not every case where someone is in prison that shouldn't be, will the available evidence be there? I mean, the Freedom Project is doing everything they can, but they're not able to prove it every time. And once you're in jail for a crime, it's really hard to get out of it. Like, it's really, like, you know, you're sitting in, like, even, I've even seen cases where, like, a person, you know, goes to court and the appeals judge says, yeah, you're right, he's free to go. But you have to go back to prison for the next 3 days while we process you. Really? The court just said that they didn't commit this crime, but they still have to go back to jail for processing. It's the most absurd thing. Like, as soon as the judge says, yeah, you're right, you didn't do it, like, that, you should just be free to go right then and there. So it's a crazy system. And black people are more likely to be found guilty by an all-white jury when they haven't committed the crime. Now, do white people get found guilty of crimes that they haven't committed? Sure. But it's mostly black people. It's disproportionate. And that's a big word I use a lot, disproportionate. I hate typing it out because it's a much longer word than it looks like. But it is what it is. Black people are discriminated against every angle that you can take. And white people continuously argue and say, no, they're not discriminated against. Or they'll argue, well, if they are discriminated against, it's probably not that big a deal. It probably doesn't really impact their lives. How do you can't say that with any real amount of confidence. So let's get back to the rights thing, right? White people think that their rights are being taken away because black people are demanding equality. Let's analyze that for a second. Black people are saying we don't want to be discriminated against anymore. That's what they are saying. White people see that as a threat. Think about how much whiteness is centered. That to treat a black person equally is detrimental to a white person. That's what they think. Now, I've talked about affirmative action in the past. Affirmative action is a solution to a terrible problem. Now, I'm going to use this analogy. I think it was Winston Churchill who said something along these lines, and please forgive me if I'm wrong about not only the word, I can't remember the quote word for word, and maybe it wasn't Winston Churchill, but he said something along the lines of, democracy is a terrible form of government, but it is the best form of government that there is. And that's kind of like the way affirmative action is, because affirmative action is not the greatest of ideas. But it's the only idea that we had to deal with a legit problem of discrimination. If discrimination didn't exist, affirmative action wouldn't be needed. Now, if you can come up with a better solution to discrimination than affirmative action, I would love to hear it. I really would. But the fact of the matter is, discrimination happens both on an employment level, but also on a collegiate level, because colleges do discriminate. White people discriminate. It's just a fact of life that white people do this stuff. If they would stop, we would not need affirmative action. So there's a lot of white people out there who believe that affirmative action is taking away their rights as white people. The idea that a mediocre black person is going to take a spot in college or job from a top performer, white person. It's ridiculous. It's not going to happen. A mediocre black person will probably take the spot of a mediocre white person, but the white person's mediocre, so screw them. I don't give a shit. Why would you care? If two mediocre people are up for a job and the black person gets it because we've had discrimination for hundreds of years, okay. Sorry, but we have to focus on leveling the playing field. The playing field should be level. But it's not. The solution, I know it's ugly, but
We will be right back to Power Trip on KZTL.
Dare for Greatness with Kevin Wayne Johnson, the visionary, author, pastor, and dynamic speaker.
Don't accept mediocrity.
Certified under John Maxwell's international team, Kevin Wayne Johnson will teach you how to reach for greatness and aspire to be the best. Contact Kevin Wayne Johnson to speak at your business or event, showing his 15 laws of growth for maximum success.
Everyone can communicate, but only a few can connect. Let me show you how to connect.
Welcome to Skyhound. While most UAV companies are run by RC hobbyists, we are professionals in aviation, expanding with this new and exciting technology to better serve you, our customers. With our diverse fleet of unmanned aerial vehicles, we are able to offer a wide range of customizable services. Our services include, but are not limited to, real estate. Skyhound offers aerial photography and videography that will add a competitive edge to luxury listings. 3D modeling. Skyhound enables a project manager to properly manage their sites from the comfort of their office or home. Farming and wildlife conservation. Skyhound not only provides aerial videography and photography, but infrared imagery as well. This method aids farmers in differentiating water level disparities underneath the soil, thus enabling safer and efficient management of the crop's life cycle. So, what are you waiting for? Discover how Skyhound can offer you and your clients a different perspective about your business or product. Contact us today for a free consultation.
Tammy Grant is the CEO of Creative Expressions Picture Video Service. She helps business owners promote their products and services.
Three key power promotional essentials for a successful business.
And that is through videography promotion, social media marketing, and web design services. In addition, they specialize in servicing speaking professionals, startups, and small businesses.
My overall goal is to help business owners increase in profits and sales.
Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Pistol Raw from Smushnap Inc. and the 8416 MGM Company LLC. I just need a couple of seconds of your time. I got a couple of questions for you. Are you tired of hearing radio playing the same 10 songs in a row over and over again? Are you tired of more commercials than music? Do you find the topics that really matter to you aren't being covered by your mainstream talk radio? Well, if you love music and being on top of the current events as much as I do, you've answered yes to all of these questions. Now, what is the solution? I got you. Tune in to KZTLRadio.com, the 24-hour internet radio, the answer to the blah blah of mainstream. And not just for music, for sports, comedy, talk radio with no barriers, and with music that doesn't require a 10-song rotation playlist. Look, your ears deserve to hear what you want, not what mainstream wants you to hear. Just jump on any laptop, iPad, or anything with internet access, type in KZTLRadio.com, hit search, and let your ears feel the bliss of free-range radio. That's KZTLRadio.com, the true alternative to mainstream radio, for sure. Don't forget, KZTLRadio.com, and tell them P. Raw sent you.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael, and you are listening to Power Trip on KZTL Radio. So, affirmative action does what it is supposed to do because we have a problem that we can't get rid of on its own. How do we get rid of discrimination? I don't know. I honestly don't, because it, you know, even if you took it away on a legal level, it's still very difficult to prove, and sometimes people do it subconsciously. All right, just fact of life. So basically, if one white person were to argue that there were any rights being taken away from them, they would likely point affirmative action, because they believe, as that mediocre white woman did, I think it was in Texas, I think. I'm always a little fuzzy on details, like what state it was in or exactly what year it was in. But she was not allowed to go to a particular college. The college did not accept her. And she turned around without any evidence whatsoever and blamed it on black people. Said it was black people and affirmative action that kept her out of that college. She said that there were black people who didn't deserve spots and got it in front of her. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, because the courts kept ruling against her. Go all the way to Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, nuh-uh, you're a mediocre white woman, and there's no evidence that you were discriminated against. You did not lose anything from affirmative action. No. Because that's what it is. White mediocrity is still considered superior to any black person. I mean, we really do celebrate white mediocrity in this country, and we have for a long time. It's become a big thing. Like, white mediocrity is considered the norm. When people talk about middle-class families, what they really mean is white people. It's really what they mean. It's ugly, but I know that that's what they mean. I mean, the way it is isn't the way that I feel. I'm just commenting my own observations. My observations are is that that's what people are thinking when they think of middle-class America. They're thinking of, you know, Donna Reed and a picket fence and 2.5 kids and a dog. You know, that's what they're thinking. Donna Reed was an old 50s actress. Google it if you don't know who it is. So what I'm trying to say is that there's no real rights being taken away from white people. And white women have benefited more from affirmative action than any other segment, than any other demographic. It's white women have benefited more. So you can't say that affirmative action is really hurting white people. It's not taking anyone's rights away. It's still not ideal. Unless you have a better idea, which I'm not hearing from anyone. Because what I am hearing is, well, people should be allowed to discriminate. That's what I'm hearing, and I'm going to disagree with that tooth and nail. I'm never going to agree that that's just something you have a right to do, because you don't. So, discrimination's a problem. White people are not discriminated against. Affirmative action does not discriminate against white people, because, again, affirmative action has helped white women more than anyone, and mediocrity in white people is not superior to black people. Focusing on integrating your populace into your employment is a good thing. If you live in a community and you work in a community that is 50% black, I would expect your workforce to be 50% black, give or take a percentage point. I'm not going to be like, oh, you're at 49% when you should be at 50 lawsuit. I'm not going to be that petty, but there should be a marginal, you know, within a safe margin, a percentage of what should be representative of the community. But it's not that way. Racism and sexism are still very prevalent in our society and our culture, in a large part because we ignore it when it exists. But when we make a conscious effort to try to fight this discrimination, white people fight back and say, oh, you're taking away our rights. No, we're not. We're trying to even the playing field, maybe acknowledge that we haven't been treating everyone the same and equally. That's a problem. When we don't treat everybody the same equally, equal under the law, that is a problem. All right? There's no white paramedic who's going to lose out on their job because we just grabbed the black dude behind the counter at Rite Aid and figured he was qualified enough to be a paramedic. Let's give it to him. No, they're going to be qualified. It's not just going to be some random guy. It's going to be a qualified person. And yes, there are, there's like the NAACP and just different organizations, Southern Poverty Law Center, different organizations that try to help minorities in the United States. Because again, white people create these problems, and someone has to try to fix them. And a lot of them are doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. They don't have large budgets, but they do try to collect money to give out grants and scholarships. And white people consider that to be discrimination. Like, Jesus, can you just give it up for a little while? Like, you can't create a problem and then be mad at every solution. The problem of racism, discrimination, and poverty amongst the minorities in the United States were created by white people in the United States. So if we create the problem, how do we fix the problem? You can't just make it go away by wishing really hard. You can't just make it go away by praying. You have to actually do something. But every time someone does, a white person considers it an affront to everything white. Just give it up. You're a freaking moron. Like, I don't understand how you have such a problem understanding the history of this country and the hundreds of years that have gone by. Now, I get that in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, you know, things were much different then. There was no real racism. Jim Crow had, I don't want to say died, but like Jim Crow had kind of gone away. But now there's, but all we've done is just kind of changed everything, swept racism under the rug for a long time. But I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and racism was never fully gone. I mean, we still had the Rodney King beating. We still had musicians that were preaching and writing songs about don't discriminate. If you remember the song Free Your Mind, one of my personal favorites by En Vogue, because racism was still a problem in the 90s. It's never gone away. But now, it, you know, I don't know, maybe it's because of social media, maybe it's because the wars overseas have started to, you know, kind of taper off. Basically, now we're able to talk about it more. We're able to put into words and actually in the math as well what has been going on for the past few decades. Black people have been saying we are being discriminated against. White people have been saying, "Man, no, you're not." And black people have been insisting, "Yes, we are." And white people are saying, "Man, maybe." And then, but now, you know, after a while, you have to start. You have to get angry because you're basically stating a fact, and you can't get anyone to listen. I mean, how maddening would that be? So now we have math and statistics, and we're trying to get white people to realize that white people do have these benefits, these social benefits that black people can't really get. This idea that black people are privileged because they're black is just the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Oh man, it's so difficult to deal with stupidity. Like, I actually get really angry about stupidity. Like, I hate people who can't drive. I get really angry when I'm behind people who can't drive. I have road rage issues. I have stupidity issues, in that I get angry when I see something that doesn't make sense, even though I know it's that everyone should know how to fix this, and nobody fixes it, and that makes me really angry. And that's how I feel about racism. Because I feel like this isn't a hard fix. This is easy. This is everybody stop being racist. Everybody stop being prejudiced. Everyone treat everyone else as another human being. You know, stop treating black people like animals. Stop asking to touch their hair. Just stop being weird. All right? Stop. There's no reason to continue on with these ways of thinking. White people have the weirdest ideas, like that black people feel less pain, or that black people are missing a bone in their ankle, or just weird things that white people come up with. But it's so prevalent in our culture, it won't die off. People feel they're so right in their racism. It's so centered in them. It's ingrained in our society. You know, when you grow up around something, when you grow up around it thinking that is the norm, it is very difficult as an adult to shake it off because you're told, like, this is the way it is. But now you're being told as an adult white person, that maybe everything you thought you knew wasn't as right as you thought it was. And you're having a hard time coping with that. You really need to come with terms with that. I get the normalcy of it. Whiteness is centered in the United States, no doubt. Maybe I hate speculating on why I view things differently because I didn't grow up in a black neighborhood. I didn't. I had some black people live like two doors down from me. And yes, there were a couple black kids in my school. Note, I said couple. Like literally, there were like two black kids in my whole graduating class. Not a lot of black people in my town. Was it two? Okay, there was three. Yeah, three. There were three of them. But back to my point. I don't have a background that screams anything about racial knowledge. I don't. I don't have a degree in anything that's relevant anyway. I don't have any kind of, I didn't grow up anywhere special. Grew up in a small town, a small city, still a city, just small. Very, very, very. It was barely within the guidelines to be called a city. Like, barely had enough people in it. It's very small. But my knowledge of history, just paying attention to slavery, Civil War, post-slavery, the mess that entailed for decades after post-slavery, and then Jim Crow era, and then the 50s and the 60s with the civil rights marches and the dogs and the lynchings and if you look at that history, to think that there hasn't been a ripple effect in our society and culture, that's just insane. You have to just be totally dense and stupid to think that all that stuff could happen and not have a lasting impact on our society. Of course there's a lasting impact. Pardon me. And a lot of it is financial because, poverty is very difficult to get out of. And generational poverty is a thing. You know, poor people want a family, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to have a family. And they do their best. They want to be able to get kids, support their kids. But, you know, it's just very difficult to get your kid, have your kid, feed your kid, clothe your kid, and send them off to college. That's a big deal, sending your kid to college. And not every kid does. Imagine being black and have to deal with that. Because now you have to worry about the discrimination in the workplace, discrimination in colleges. You also have to worry about the police murdering you. Or, as an alternative, you have to worry about other people murdering you and the police just standing there and watching, because that happened. I'm going to tell you a little story about patriotism in this country, and I think I forgot to mention this when I was talking about Colin Kaepernick. When there was a Supreme Court decision on whether or not we have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, because that was a thing, and there are certain religions in this country who feel as though it is against their religion to stand for the pledge. And some of those religions are 90% or more, maybe even 99% white. They are white people. And you may know them as Mormons. They feel as though it goes against their religion to stand for the flag. False idol worship or whatever. I don't know. So it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And back then, when this was happening, the internet wasn't a thing. There was no Twitter. All right. So sometimes people would gather in front of the Supreme Court so they could hear immediately what the news was at the time when the Supreme Court decided. There were a bunch of Mormons there. And some people, basically a riot happened. A bunch of Christians, white Christians, started attacking the Mormons for basically being happy about the decision. So they attacked them, and the police stood there and did nothing. They did nothing. And that's what happens when white Christians get mad in the U.S. When the cops do nothing, that is scary. And when you're black in our society, and you're getting beat up and the cops do nothing, or they'll intervene and they'll help beat you up even more, or they'll handcuff you and let the white guy go, and now you're being arrested for assault. These are things that happened, and you can't sit there and say that none of that would have a lasting impact. It's ridiculous. The ripple from one incident on a family is immense, because that's going to affect financially all the way down the line, from kids to grandkids to great-grandkids, because, and especially since the problem never really goes away. It just changes shape. It goes from the cop who did it to now somebody else who did it in front of a cop. And now we're going to go back to a cop doing it. But now we'll go to the employer who's discriminating. And we'll go to the college who didn't admit you because you're black. And, it just wave after wave after wave for decades. And, of course, it's going to last until today. So this nonsense that affirmative action is outdated or whatever, or that somehow white people are being discriminated against because black people want to be treated equally, is nonsense and absurd. Get over yourself. Just go to work, do your job, go home, shut up about this. Going to a rally saying that white lives matter when everything, our entire society has already said the white lives matter. Our hiring practices, our magazine covers, our movies, our TV shows. They are all filled with white people. White people, white people, white people. Now, are there black people in TV shows? Of course there are. Do you really think it's representative of the black population? I hope you say no, because that would be correct, and I don't want you to be wrong. So, nobody's white rights are being taken away by anyone. The rights that you think are being taken away were not rights to begin with, and you can still go to work, do your job, maybe go to college, get an education, get a better job, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, quit your bitching. There's no reason for you to be upset about black people not wanting to be murdered by a police officer. Now, some of you will say, stupidly, that cops kill more white people every year than black people. And that is true because there are more white people, and that's just mathematically the way it works. However, disproportionate, black people are killed more often, disproportionately, and unarmed black people are killed even more often, disproportionately. That's the way math works. The idea that police officers should not be able to do whatever the hell they want doesn't mean you're losing a right. That there should be oversight of police officers, that police officers should be held to very, very high standards, does not mean that you're having a right taken away. Police officers have never had these rights, but we've been acting like it. Because we'll just believe anything a cop says. Cop says he pulled a knife on him. Oh, well, if the cop says that, well, then it must be true. We would believe anything that came out of a cop's mouth because they are cops. And frankly, I believe that's made them very, very arrogant. And with that, they take advantage of it. Wouldn't you take advantage of a system? God, every person in America takes advantage of systems. So, yeah, they take advantage, and they've put a lot of innocent people in jail. A lot of them are black. Do you think the Innocence Project is freeing black people? I mean, not all of them are black. The Innocence Project is working for, you know, everybody, but a lot of them end up being black because the judicial system is racist, and it's putting black people in prison who don't belong there. Do you think that's an accident? Who arrested them? The cop arrested them. Well, how did the cop arrest them? Why did the cop arrest them? Do you think the cop may have had a racial bias? In New York, a police officer led a group of police officers to torture confessions out of black people in the 80s. This was a white man torturing black people for confessions for years. We will never truly know exactly how many people he tortured for a confession just so that he could put them in jail. We'll never know the true number. He got away with that for years. Years. Think about that. Years. Because as a black person, the system was not in place to help them to escape that oppression. Because he could try to say later that he was tortured and no one would believe them, because we will always believe the cop instead. So demanding oversight, demanding that the government be treated, that basically the innocent until proven guilty guideline be applied to everyone equally, is not oppression towards anyone. It's not removing a right from anyone. It is saying that what we have written down on paper, which is that we are innocent until proven guilty, that is great on paper, but we are not applying it like that in real life. Saying that we must now apply it like this in real life, that's not taking away a right from anyone. All right. At worst, you could argue that because of the oversight, you must now pay more taxes because oversight costs money. That's just the cost of what it is. Yeah, it's better that than everyone be put in jail for no reason. Would you rather pay for the oversight, or would you rather pay for the man in jail for no reason at all? Meanwhile, the person who did commit the crime is still walking free. What would you rather pay for? The oversight to try to prevent that from happening? Or would you rather pay to have the person who committed the crime continue walking free and have an innocent man in jail? Because you're paying for one or the other. The oversight will eventually pay for itself by keeping innocent people out of jail. I don't see how that would be a problem for anyone. And it's not taking away a right from you, except that you have to pay a little bit more taxes. Maybe. You know, so you're not losing any rights. White people are fine. God. The fact that you guys had a rally is... it makes me wonder, man. It makes me wonder what you guys talk about. Like, you had to organize that. That means you sat around and you were like, hey, let's have a rally. And somebody else was like, well, why would you want a rally? And you were like, well, because white people are losing rights. And a bunch of white people said, yeah, we are. No, you're not. Like, who... Didn't anybody among you say, well, what rights? What are we losing? Well, how did we... You know, what... How... I'm sorry, man, but you all just sound like a bunch of idiots to me. It's hard to be polite to you. Well, because first, I think you're a bunch of racist dicks. So, I don't really want to be polite, but I can't figure out how you make these huge leaps in logic and you don't kick yourselves for it later. I mean, you just, ugh. So, I mean, we had guys firing guns at a rally a few weeks back, or a month ago, over this. You know, you're not losing anything. You're fine. Just go to work. You know, you can go get your job. You just go to work. Write a book. Do something creative with your life. Watch porn. Do something that just keeps you not being racist. It's just so easy to not be racist. But you still choose to feel like you're being oppressed because black people want to be treated equally. They want to be able to walk into a store without being followed. Is that oppression to you? No. They want to be able to that if they are charged with a crime, they want to have a fair hearing. They want to be able to have their voices heard, you know? Whether they're guilty or not, everyone should be treated the same in front of a judge. The idea of innocent until proven guilty isn't just a phrase. It's supposed to be the guideline with which our culture works. That is how we have a free and just society. You cannot have a free and just society if you treat people guilty from the moment they walk in the door, because then you will end up with innocent people in prison, and that's where our society is now. Now, you may argue the percentage of innocent people in prison is small, and that is probably true, because there's a hell of a lot of people in prison, and a lot of them are probably guilty. But I do not care. This isn't an omelet takes, you know, you have to break a few eggs kind of thing. This isn't that kind of situation. It's just, this is, no innocent person should be in jail. Nobody. All right? And I get it. It sucks when a guilty person goes free. That is terrible. I admit that. But innocent people should not be in jail ever. In my opinion, that's kidnapping. It's kidnapping. You take an innocent person, you put them in jail. That's kidnapping. And in some states, not all states, but in some states, when innocent people go to jail, they don't get anything for it. They're just let go. Well, off you go then. Have fun finding a job with 20 years of your life gone. And in some states, they don't get any money, any support, nothing. They have to rely on family, friends, if they have any. Sometimes you're spending 20 years in jail, and you're not going to know anybody when you get out. You don't really have any major skills that are going to help. Your life is going to be shit now because of the society that said, sorry, we're going to lock you up for 20 years. But nobody goes to jail for that. The prosecutor doesn't go to jail. The cops who arrested them don't go to jail. Nobody pays any fines. Just everyone, and you're okay with that? Why would any white person who pays taxes be okay, even on a selfish level, of locking up a black person who committed no crime? You're paying to house them for no reason whatsoever. As a racist, maybe you get off on that, but I am compassionate and feel nobody should go through that, regardless of what their color is. The reason I feel it's racism is because it's disproportionate to black people. That's where the racism comes in. It's disproportionate. And in some cases, intentional, which is even more racist. In some cases, it might not be intentional. In some cases, it's just a woman who, you know, they line up those photos in front of her, and she thinks she sees the guy who hurt her, and she points out and says, that's him. That happens. You know, mistaken identity happens. But in our country, a black person who had an alibi, and the cops just didn't believe the alibi. Like, that's not the cop's job to believe it or not believe it. The alibi, like that, because the alibi was also black. The racism in this country is oppressive, not to black people, but on a selfish level. If you want to look at it from a white-centeredness perspective. It still impacts you from the guys that you are now paying from this, the guidelines that you are now paying for this. You're paying for racism. Why are you okay with that? Treating black people equally does not take away any rights from you. It actually gives you some in the form of you're not paying for any racism any longer. Congratulations! You should be happy about that. You should be happy you're not paying for racism anymore. It's almost like you got a discount. You know, maybe our taxes will go down now. Probably not, but you know, whatever. You know, you should be happy to not pay for racism is basically what I'm saying. Looking at it from a selfish perspective, you can look at it that way. I choose to look at it from racism is wrong, discrimination is wrong, black people are humans, let's treat them that way. That's the way I choose to view it. I would appreciate it if you viewed it the same way. But if I can't convince you on a humanity level, maybe I can convince you on a selfish level. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that racism is terrible. It's been going on for so long that it feels normal to you. Yeah, you know, it's basically, you know, it's the temperature in the room is what it is until it changes drastically, until you get used to it again. And you are used to what it is. You're used to it. And when someone tries to change it, maybe it's a shock to your system. I don't know. But to me, it's just the way it should be. There should not be any discrimination. There shouldn't be any racism. Black people should not have to face any of the stuff they have to face. They should be able to, when someone does, you know, hurt them, like a cop or whatever, there should be a clear system in place, clear, easy to navigate, where they can make sure that they see justice for themselves. That's oversight. That is what we should have as a government and a system and a society. That doesn't take away any white rights. Equality does not hurt white people. It's just moral. It is the moral thing to do. If you want to say that we are a civilized society, then these are the things that we should have to call ourselves civilized. Racism doesn't belong in a civilized society. I get that people want their freedom, and freedom is a part of civilization, of a civilized society. Freedom is a part of that. But freedom is never carte blanche. You don't get to do just whatever you want. There are limitations to every right. You can talk about the freedom of speech all you want, but you do not have the right to shout fire in a crowded theater when there is no fire. That is against the law. You are not allowed to incite violence. That is against the law. You can talk about freedom of religion, but you're not allowed to sacrifice virgins on an altar, because that will be against the law. You're not allowed to just do whatever you want. You can talk about your right to bear arms, but you're not allowed to own bazookas, because that is against the law. Nobody has complete and total freedom of any particular thing. There are always limitations, and discrimination is one of those limitations. You do not have the right to treat a fellow human being as an animal or subhuman. You don't have that as a right. You have it as a right, as a freedom of expression, but when you open up a business in this country, when you operate in a governmental agency in this country, those rights are out the window. When you are performing these tasks, you are a citizen of the United States, and you need to treat every other citizen like you would want to be treated yourself. That's just the way it is. That is that limitation, whether you like it or not. Your white rights have absolutely nothing to do with any of that. All right, well, I think I've spoken long enough about these stupid people talking about their rights being taken away because they're white, or that white people are somehow becoming endangered. You're a bunch of... I gotta tell you, it's really hard to take you guys seriously. Like, it's just, you know, you just, if it wasn't for the fact you were dangerous, I wouldn't talk about you at all. But you are dangerous. You're dangerous in that I feel like one of you is gonna blow something up one day. Another one of you is gonna pull a Dylan Roof thing and shoot up something somewhere someday. Others of you are gonna discriminate every chance you get. That, it's not like life-threatening in the same way Dylan Roof was, but it's threatening in the sense that you're hurting our society by damaging the economics of a black family. You know, you are damaging to our culture. racism, discrimination is damaging to our culture. White culture, white America, that if you, it doesn't take much delving into history to see all the damage that white people have done since we arrived on this continent. We're pretty disgusting people when you really delve into the history of it. And we worship a lot of these people, like Christopher Columbus, for example, terrible people. You are damaging to the fabric of our society, and frankly, I wish you'd all jump in the ocean. But since you're probably not going to do that, at best, or at worst, I guess I should say, I would hope you just shut the hell up. And this will be the last thing I say.